So we are holding on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. I think so, right? Yes. Yes. Oh, and yesterday we left off with a question. How come we paskin that cotton is tamei? Give me 1 second. There, I didn't say the brachas out loud because not to give you the thing of saying amen, because we don't say amen over Zoom, even though we are paskening these days that you could have a siyum over Zoom. But that's just because you're part of the joy, but you still can't say amen over Zoom. So yesterday we left off with a vart that said that with a question: how come cotton is tamei? Hey, this could literally change a lot of things. And I said I would look into it. Well, these past couple days I didn't really have time to check the Gemara before this year. Since basically we started Zoom, I'm literally, you know, not even finishing stuff by 1 a.m, getting up at 5. So it's like, I didn't have time to check up. But Kitzer, so yesterday I decided, let me do a brief look ahead at today's daf. So it's the very next Gemara. Amar Abaye. So it's like, oh, there's the answer, instead of looking it up. Amar Abaye. Hi, Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Mapik Me Idr Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. This Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel that we just said, that these things cannot become tame, is Mapik, it takes out, but in other words, it argues with a different Tana de Rebbe Shmuel. The Tana de Rebbe Shmuel Beged. It states in the Torah Beged, Ainli Ella Beged Semeru Pishtim. I only know Semeru Pishtim. How do I know to include all other types of materials, natural materials? Minayin L'Rabbis Semer Gemalim. How do we know to include even wool from a camel, Semer Arnevim, Noitza Shel Izim, Hashirayin V'Hakelach, and different types of silks, V'Hasurikin, Tamilomer, Oi Beged. Oi comes to include all types of natural materials, and that's why cotton is Takotame. And that's how we paskin. So there you go. I said I would look into it, and there's your answer. Vaya comes to the rescue. Rava comes along and he says, Rava Amar Kiles Le Lahtana de Rishmal, Bishar Begodim, Sholosh al Sholosh, Shlosh al Shlosh Isle. Rava came along and he said, No, Tana de Rishmal agrees, even though yesterday we said that he doesn't hold of any type of Tumah, nevertheless he agrees to 3x3 Tfachim, and that's what's going on over here also. It's a minimum of 3x3 Tfachim. Shlosh al Shlosh Isle. I have a Rava who didn't Rava on Amud Beis, on Chavav Amud Beis, say that there is a major difference between Tana de Rebbe Shmuel and Tana de Rebbe Shmuel. He was the one, Rava Gufa was the one who said that the machlekes between Tana de Rebbe Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was that Tana de Rebbe Shmuel did not hold of Tumah at all, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar held of Tumah al kapanim up to 3 tefachim, by 3 tefachim. Wasn't that the machlekes? Tana de Rebbe Shmuel less late, and now here you're telling me that Tana de Rebbe Shmuel is late. So comes along Rava and he's saying that there's no machlekes, that these two Tana de Rebbe Shmuels don't disagree. So in other words, we have 3 statements over here. Statement on Chavav and Mavez, we had a statement of Tana de Rebbe Shmuel that says that there is no. We had a statement from Tana de Rebbe Shmuel that said that there is no Tumah by other materials. We had a statement by Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that there's no Tumah by other materials. Those both happened at the top of Chavav and Mavez. Comes along Rava, and Rava says there's still a difference. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel holds of no Tumah at all, like the simple explanation in his statement. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that there's no Tumah on a small shear, but there is Tumah on a large shear, by 3x3 Tfachim. Now, we have a 3rd statement. This 3rd statement is a Tana de Rabbi Shmuel again, and Tana de Rabbi Shmuel says that there is Tumah by other stuff. So Abaye says it's a Machlekes. Fine, what can you do? The Bei Rabbi Shmuel just means from the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. So there are 2 people in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. Rava comes along and Rava says, no, it's no machlekes. The 1st statement of Rabbi Shmuel meant that there's no tumah on a 3x3, on a small one. The 2nd tumah was that there is tumah is on a big piece of cloth. That's where there's tumah. So one second, you just told me that on Amud Beis, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel was the one who said there's no tuma at all. That's the Gemara's kasha. V'harabu to Amar that shloisha shloisha b'shabu gadol Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar isle the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel esle. Answers the Gemara Hadar be Rava mehahi. Rava was chayzer from that. On Amud Beis, Rava retracted. There's no machlekes. So in other words, according to Rava, there's no machlekes at all across the board. Everybody holds that 3x3 etzbois, there's no tuma, and 3x3 tfachim, there is tuma. And that's according to Rava. And according to Abaye, there's a machlekes. One person from the yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hold there's no tuma. And there's another person in the yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that there is tuma of 3x3 etzbois. And he's obviously the one that we go with. The boys say, alternatively, I'll tell you, Harapapa Amra, or alternatively, I'll tell you that there's one statement that was said by Rapapa. Because the Rapapa Amar, Af Kol, this that it says in the Pasuk, this that it says before, that it says, the Tana de Beir Bishmol, it says Begodim one place, by Negoim. Afkol, so to all other places. When it says Begodim, it means to include other places. What's that including? It's not including all other places, it's including one other place. It's including the place of Kalayim. So in other words, let's back up. What happened was as follows. There was one... The statement of Tana de Beir Bishmol, we'll call them Statement 1 and Statement 2. Statement 1, which took place on Chaf Vav Amud Beis, if you look over there, four lines down, it says, Tana de Beir Bishmol says, since it says Begadim in the Torah many times, Stam, without explaining which type of Begadim it's talking about, Uparad Lecho HaKasuv Be'echad Mehem Tzemeru Pishtim, and by one of them, which is the Pasuk by Negoyim, it says Tzemer Pishtim. So just like over there it says Tzemer Pishtim, so too Afkol is Tzemer Pishtim. Now Abaye took out of there that Afkol meant everywhere, including other types of Tuma, meaning that other Begadim cannot contract Tuma. Now the Gemara is saying, Rapapa says, Afkol doesn't mean everywhere. Afkol is referring to one specific place. That specific place is the sugya of Shatnez. And the Tana of the Beir Bishmol reads as follows. Just like in one place by Negoyim, it says that Begadim, it says the word Begadim, and then it goes ahead and explains itself. What does Begadim mean? It means Dafka, wool and linen. So too by the Pasuk of Shatnez, it says the word Begadim. It doesn't mean all begadim, it means specifically wool and linen. That's what Urpapa says. Afkal asuye klayim. The Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for by klayim to explain to me that it means specifically wool and linen? Klayim also specifies beferush wool and linen. You don't need to learn from a different pasuk. Klayim, says the Gemara.
Doesn't it say kol in the Tana de Beir Bishmol? So how can you say one case?
That's what he's referring. Well, you want to know how could it be one case or how could it be not everything?
I mean, how could both?
One second, I'm just reading this whole Rashi here. Shabbat Gadim in the Goyim. One second. The Afkal is a claim. The Chihavi Makmina the Karaba. Second. Bam 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 bam. I forgot the one. I'm not terribly bothered by it. I'm not terribly bothered by the question. It's just the lashon when he was referring to, I'm asking to you that there's a hara, but I'm not terribly bothered by it. Sometimes the Gemara could use an expression like that. Rashi doesn't seem to have any nuances on how he's answering it. I don't see any tesism here. I do hear the ha'ara, though. I hear why it's uncomfortable. Okay? But as I'm saying, the Gemara occasionally can do that. It's not a gishmak lashon in the Tana. But it is a fair hara. It's a fair hara. So the Gemara says, klayim behed yaksivi behu bei. Klayim, it says beferush. Then it says lo yisil b'shanis beged semur pishtim yachtav. It says beferush that you don't need that you, and it's only a problem if you have wool and linen together. Now I'm a bit bothered by if Itaka says it, so then there really should be shnei ksuvim b'am ke'echad, because the first pasuk reads u'beged klayim shatnez lo yal alecha. So then it says semur pisht yachdov. So why isn't it shnei ksuvim b'am ke'echad? But okay. We'll leave that for now. I don't have a terrence for that either. So Sakadai the Chamina, the Gemara says, nevertheless, I still need the afkol to tell me to climb. Because Sakadai the Chamina, hani mile derech levisha. That's only if you wear it, like a person wears a jacket. Aval bahala. But if a person goes ahead and puts it on him like a blanket, I would think that anything is usser, kol trei mini usser, that anything is usser. This, that it's usher to wear only wool and linen, is specifically if you're wearing it. But if you go ahead and you just put it on as a blanket, maybe even all other materials will also be usher. Kamash Milan, the pasuk of Afkol, to tell me, from Negoyim, to tell me that no, other materials are not usher. Says the Gemara. Why would you think that? Wearing something on you, like the real shatnez, that's only a problem with wool and linen. But to be on a train and to get a little piece of the fabric, a drop on you, or to put a blanket over your feet, that's usser. Even any materials is usser. It's worse to be on you than it is to actually wear it. V'lav kavachoyma, who says the Gemara, umalavisha dekamis hani kule gufay, by wearing it where your entire body is benefiting from it. Nevertheless, it says, miklaim amret semer pishtim en midiachuini loy. It's actually, mishani kule gufay miklaim, nevertheless, amret semer pishtim en midiachuini loy. So hala, so wearing it just simple on your body, just putting it on a little bit like a blanket, like kol shekein, certainly it's not going to be usser except if it's only the base materials of wool and linen. Ella says the Gemara, the rapapa is bedusahi. Rapapa is a mistake. You cannot say that the afkol is coming just for klayim. Nevertheless, Rav Nachman Yitzchak tries again, and he says, afkol is coming for lasuyei tzitzis. It's coming to include the halachas of tzitzis. That the only type of begadim, that are requiring to have tzitzis are, the only type of begadim that are required to have tzitzis are begadim made out of wool and linen. The Gemara tries again. The Gemara says tzitzis. Behed yaksiv. Doesn't it say beferish? Lo silba shatna is tzemur upishtim. And there are two pasukim that are back to back. One of them is the pasuk of klayim, which we just read, which does specify tzemer pishtim. And back to back to that, we have the pasuk of you shall make tzitzis. And therefore, we learn from the hekesh of the two pasukim that just like klayim is specific to beg tzemer pishtim, so too is the pasuk of tzitzis specific to tzemer pishtim. So therefore, again, the Gemara is basically saying that what do you need the pasuk of, you cannot tell me that that afkol is coming specific for tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Sakadaita Chamina Kidirava. I would have thought that this halacha should be learned like Rava. The Rava Rami Ksiv, because Rava asked the question. It says in the Pasuk, we say it every morning, Hakonof. It says you shall place it on the corner. That word Hakonof is extra, because it just finished saying Al Kanfei Bigdeim. So what does it mean, Hakonof? The Teretz is, to tell me, says Rava, the word is extra, to tell me, Min Kanof, says the Gemara. Meaning that whatever your tzitzis, your garment is made out of, if it's made out of silk, then you have to use silk tzitzis. Or we're going to see you may use silk tzitzis, and indeed this is how we paskin. If your garment is made out of whatever material the garment is made out of, that corresponding material is what you have to make the strings out of. Okay, that's the first pasuk. The second pasuk is uksiv tzemer upishtim yachtov. It says you have to make them out of wool and linen. Ha-keitzad. So Rava explains that if you have wool and linen tzitzis, they themselves can go on any beged. You take wool tzitzis, you could put it on a silk garment. You could take wool, when I say tzitzis now, I mean the strings. You could take wool tzitzis strings and put it on a rubber garment, on any type of garment that you have, on a synthetic garment. On any type of garment you have, you could put wool tzitzis on and you will be yotze. By the way, as an aside, it could be that you're only yotze drabanan.
Even linen?
Even linen, yes. But when you do it with linen, you have to make sure that you use tchelis. Otherwise, it's going to be... otherwise, it's going to be shatnez. So, if you use wool or linen, you could use those on any baguette. If you use wool and linen, that will patter you up. In other words, it will be your mitzvah of tzitzis. Whether it's on the same type of garment, whether it's on a different type of garment. But sha'ar minim, if you want to make tzitzis out of cotton or whatever, then b'minan paitrin, shaloi b'minan ain paitrin. Those will only work on a cotton garment. They will not work on a wool garment. So therefore, now that's what Rava says. He said his thing. Now the Gemara goes back to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was saying that the words afkol come to include that tzitzis have to be made out of wool and linen. The Gemara says that's already a pasuk. Says the Gemara, it's true, it's already a pasuk. But you would have thought that like Rava, that you could use any garment because of the words hakanaf. Kamash melan, the pasuk of afkol to tell me, no, don't learn like Rava. And the only things that you're required to have are tzitzis made out of wool and linen. So therefore it's a machlekes tenoyim, as machlekes amaroyim, whether or not other garments besides wool and linen are required, or you're chayav in tzitzis or not. Amar Rav Acha braid Rava l'Rav Ashi, the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, according to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Maishna l'inyan tuma. What's the pshat that with regards to tuma? Now you're telling me that that tzitzis you're only allowed to have tzemer pishtim, but tuma yutaka you cannot have tzemer pishtim, right? From now you're telling me that when. Starting again, we now have one pasuk which says that when it says in the Torah begadim, it means davka tzemer upishtim. It doesn't mean all begadim. Rabbi Shmuel says afkol, it includes other places that are like that as well. Rav Nachman limits that. He says that's only by tzitzis, that's the halacha. But by every other time it says garments, for example, by contracting tumah, It is including other garments. So that's the question right now. Why are we saying that Tuma is Davka for other garments? That Tuma Shratzim is for other garments? And Tzitzis is only Tzemer Upishtim? That's the Gemara's question right now. Says the Gemara. The Tana of the Beber Yishmol. Ma'ishna le'inyan Tuma demar bishar begadim. Why are you telling me that by Tumas Shratzim, not to be confused in the Goyim, Tumas Shratzim, the halacha is all other begotim are Tame, as it states, Oy Beged. And you're telling me that Oy comes to include everything else. Hachanami. By tzitzis also. Lema l'rabbi shar begadim asher techasaba. The pasuk of asher techasaba. In other words, I hope I'm not being too confusing over here. Also, I see my video is like a second off, so that's confusing me also. So I'm going to back off. I'll start the building from scratch over here. Tanu de Beir Rishmoel on Amud Aleph, on Chavav Amud Beis, said that it says in the Torah by Negoim the words Begodim. Negoim is Taras. It says in the Torah by Negoim the word Begodim, and then it clarifies itself. It means Beged Semar Upishtim, wool and linen specifically. Tanu de Beir Rishmoel learned from there to all other places in Shas. Rabbi Nachman said, no, there is a pasuk by, for example, Tuma Sheretz, the contraction of Tuma, and all other Tumas besides Saraz. There's a pasuk that states, Oy Beged, which tells me that it includes all other Begadim. So your pasuk, by Negoim, telling me the other halachas, is specific to Tzitzis. Says the Gemara now. The Gemara is not asking a question. You're telling me that you have a reason to believe that Rav Nachman's, that the Tana of the Beit Rishmol's pasuk was specific to tzitzis, because by Tumah it had a special pasuk called Oy Beged. Frek the Gemara, there's a special pasuk by tzitzis also. It says by tzitzis, Asher techasa boy, any clothing that you cover yourself with. Doesn't that include anything? That should include anything. And therefore, Tzemer Upishtim should be Lav Dafka. That's the Gemara's question. The words Asher Techasaboy should tell me to limit Tana de Beber Yishmol from Tzitzis also. And say that, no, Tzitzis includes everything. Ah, you have a Pasuk? Well, Asher Techasaboy overrides that. The Gemara answers. That Pasuk, Asher Techasaboy, comes to include something else. It comes to include the tzitzis of a blind man. Because one would have thought that blind people do not need tzitzis. Why on earth would you think that? Because it says in the pasuk, ureisem oisa, you will see them. And since it says ureisem oisa, you will see them, and this person is not able to do that, perhaps he doesn't have to wear tzitzis at all. Kamash malan asher techasabai, if it's covering you. So it is covering the blind man, so therefore he has to go ahead and wear tzitzis. That's what the Gemara answers. Hahula asuya ksus sumahu da'asa. That is coming to include the clothing of a blind man. The Tanya, as it states in the Braisa, ureisem oisai. It says in the pasuk, you shall see them. You know what you shall see them comes to exclude? It doesn't come to exclude the tzitzis of a blind man. It comes to exclude the tzitzis of a person at night when you can't see anything. Prat l'ksus laila. The Gemara says, "Ata omer prat l'ksus laila, ena ela prat l'ksus suma." Maybe it's coming to exclude the clothing of a suma. Kishu omer asher techasaba, but asher techasaba tells me are ksus suma omer. That includes the ksus suma. Hamani mekaim or isumai soi prat l'ksus laila. So the Gemara says, "No, the words asher techasaba come to include a ksus suma, and isumai soi comes to exclude a ksus laila." Says the Gemara, why would you choose one over the other. In other words, there's a reason to believe that both Ksus Suma and Ksus Laila is excluded, because it says you have to see it. And there's a reason to believe that both Ksus Suma and Ksus Laila is included, because they're both covering you regardless of if you can see it. So why do you apply one pasuk to the Suma and one pasuk to the Laila? Why do you? What gives you right to choose one or the other? Umara isal rabbis Ksus Suma ulahoitzi Ksus Laila. Why are we including the clothing of a blind person and excluding the clothing of by night? In other words, we paskin that you're not chayv by tzitzis by night, which is why we don't say a bracha on tzitzis if you put them on too early. Says the Gemara, Marbe Ksus Suma she yeshna bariya etzel echerim. Moitzin Ksus Laila she ena bariya etzel echerim. The Gemara answers, you know why? Because in a certain sense, the clothing of a blind person are subject to be seen. They're subject to be seen by other people. So you could see them, just because you personally can't see them, but other people can see them. Whereas by night, nobody could see them. Says the Gemara, and maybe it's including other types of garments. The Emel Rabbi Sha'ar Begadim, the Gemara answers, Mistavra, Koy B'tzemer Pishtim, Mar B'tzemer Pishtim. Says the Gemara, since we're already talking about Tzemer Pishtim, and there is a pasuk that comes to include other things, we're faster going to say that it includes Tzemer Pishtim in a different format rather than saying it includes other types of begadim. Koy B'tzemer Pishtim, Mar B'tzemer Pishtim. Koy B'tzemer Pishtim, Mar B'Sha'ar Begadim. It's a question, Mitzmiya. If we're by Tzemer Pishtim, we're not going to be Mar by other types of garments, unless we have a Beferish pasuk for it. But since we apply that pasuk for other things, we are not going to be marbet. Okay? Says the Gemara, this that we said on Chavav Amar Aleph, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, that tzchach, that it cannot be made out of pishtan, and the reason is, it was after a certain stage, after it was combed, and the reason is because it is mekabel tuma. Ra'am Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'sumches amr davar echad. Sumches agrees with that. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hada amar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, based on what we said back on Chavav and Aleph, that you're not allowed to make schach on your sukkah out of pishtan. The reason is because, you see, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to make schach out of something that can contract, out of something that can contract tuma. Everybody agrees to that. The chiddush is, Tanur Rabbi Shmuel's chiddush is, that you can't even use something that can contract tumas nigoyim. Nigoyim are far more susceptible to tuma than anything else. Tanur Rabbi Shmuel's chiddush is that even pishtan on its very basic level of being worked can contract tuma. Even before it's made into threads, can contract tuma for nigoyim. As soon as it's combed, you're allowed to contract. It's able to contract tuma by nigoyim, but not other types of tuma. So everybody agrees that you can't go ahead and put a table or put a shtender on your on your roof or a bed, because those can contract tuma, and even though it's made out of wood, it still can contract tuma. It's possible that if you have a plant, a flax plant, and it's combed, it cannot contract tuma, like tuma's shirutzim and things like that, until it's made into some sort of garment. And therefore, you should be able to use it as schach. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel and he says that no, since it could contract tuma nigoyim, which is tzoras, then you cannot use it for a schach. Says Abaye, sumchus holds the same thing. Sumchus detanya, as we say, sumchus omer, sicha, if a person makes schach out of betovoy, is psula, mepnei shemetama benigoyim. If you go ahead and you make schach out of out of the threads of flax, it is pasul, because they are tamei by negoyim. Rashi points out that this that he spoke out tavoy is lav dafka, even if it is not spun, and like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So why did Rashi ask? So why did he say spun? If spun is lav dafka, why did he say spun? Rashi says that there are two directions that you're able to go ahead and get something, get flax to become roy, to be mekabel tuma. One direction is if you whiten it. If you work it, you comb it, and you whiten it. Then it's tamei, even without being spun. Another direction is to spin it, even without whitening it. So he chose one of the two. You have to do some sort of process to it. If you do a process to it, then it's already able to become tamei by negoyim. Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Simchas Daniel Simchas Omer Sichra. If a person makes schach b'tavoy with stuff that are spun, even before it's made into a garment, it's psula. But b'nei shem etama b'negoyim, says the Gemara Kiman, who said that it's able to become tamei b'negoyim even before it's been processed any further? Ki haytana, like the following Tana the Tanan, if a person has shesiva erev, which is just the warp or just the weft threads. There's a difference between the threads that you use for the warp and the weft. So mitama benegoyim miyad, divrei Rabbi Meir, as soon as they're spun into threads, it's already able to contract tuma by tsoras. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Aymar has to see the threads that run north and south along the loom. Those are mishi yishalem. Only when you take them out of the vat that they have been soaking in to become white. The ha'erev and the threads that go back and forth, those are tamei miyad, immediately, as soon as you spin them. And the ha'oinen shel pishtan, which are the threads of pishtan, which are from the flax plant that have been combed and not yet even spun into threads, mishiyat labenu, when you whiten them. So Sumchis would hold, like Rabbi Meir, that all materials, as soon as they are spun, are subject to tzoras. All right, that sums up that. Throughout the Masechta, we will have Shabbos has a lot of Tumah and Tahara. So it's sprinkled Tumah and Tahara. It's a very gishmak masechta, and especially if you like Tumah and Tahara. But even without that, but it has a lot of sprinkling of Tumah and Tahara. All right, let's see the Mishnah. Kol ha'yotzei min ha'etz ein madligin bo, anything that comes out of a product of a tree, different clothes that can come out of hemp and the cotton and things like that, ein madligin bo. You cannot use it to light a fire with ella pishtan, except flax. Okay. Mechal hayoytz min ha'etz, anything that is a product of a tree, and you turn it into a tent. Ein matama tumas ohelim. It will not contract the tuma of an oihel. So, in other words, of course, if you make a roof out of wood beams, the entire house will be able to contain the tuma, and anybody in that house will contract tuma. But the house itself will not become tamei. The house itself is subject to the house stuff is not going to become tamei. If a person is in a tent, the tent will become tamei, but that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is talking about that it will not become tamei unless it is made out of Ela Pishtan. Only if it comes from a tree, if it's the product of a tree, it's only going to be able to become tamei if it is made out of Pishtan. Because if you... and therefore, you would have to put the entire tent in the mikvah. Okay, says the Gemara, first of all, minalam the Pishtan ikri eitz. How do you know that Pishtan is even called a tree? It's a flax plant. How do you know that it's called a tree? By the way, this might save us from cotton. Maybe that's why you're allowed to use cotton again. Amar zutra to amar krok, because the pasuk says, v'hi ha'alesem ha'gaga v'tit v'nem b'pishtei ha'etz. It says when they were running into Rachav's house, when the spies who went into Eretz Yisrael ran into Rachav's house, so she hid them on the roof, and she hid them amongst the flax trees that were on her roof. B'pishtei ha'etz. So we see that it is called a tree. Says the Gemara v'hai, back to Mantaira. But then we're going to be, we get out of this after a little bit, and then we get into a fair amount of Agadah. Says the Gemara. How do we know this? Because it says, Oihel, Oihel mi Mishkan. We learn it from the Mishkan and Gzeira Shava from the Mishkan. Ksiv hacha zoyis hatayra adam ki yamuz ba'oyel. It says over here in the pasuk when discussing which oils contract tuma, it says adam ki yamuz ba'oyel, utilizing the word oyel. V'ksiv hasam, and it says when you put up the Mishkan, v'yifreis es ha'oyel al ha'mishkan, he spread the oil over the Mishkan. Just like the word oyel by Mishkan, mal halon shel pishtan, it was made out of linen materials, and it was called an oil, karuya oil. Afkan, so to over here, by, when referring to the tumas of an oil, it is shel pishtan, it was made out of pishtan, and it is karuya oil. Says the Gemara, ima la'alan shezurin v'chutan kafal shisha, afkan shezurin v'chutan kafal shisha. Maybe it has to be exactly, let's just see. All right, let's stop over here because it goes all the way down to halfway down the Amud. So we'll stop over here. And, okay. All right, have a great one, Rabbi Yisai.